Hello and welcome to another podcast from me, Mark Tiley, taken from The Morning Show. It is another MyTunes selection, and my guest all this week was a drummer, a poker player, a headhunter, and a man who likes a good party. Well, who doesn't? Prepare yourself for Noah Egelnik.
Mark Tiley, the nation station, Men's Radio.
Another week of My Tunes, another great guest, and we are, by the magic of a few bits and pieces of software, going to Canada, but then bouncing straight back to, are we in Douglas, Noah?
We're in Balaf, in fact.
Oh, in Balaf, even better. Noah is with me, and if you don't know Noah, then you don't know much about drumming on the Isle of Man. Let me get your surname right, because it sounds like it did come from Canada. Egelnik?
It originated in Poland somewhere back in the 1800s, but Canadian is good and Egelnik is accurate.
Well, I'm glad I got it right, but I honestly thought it might have had like an Inuit origin somewhere up the Nanook of the North Road.
We can say that. Well, Nobody can fact check us. That's exactly where it came from.
Well, okay. Well, we'll have a go. Look, thank you for doing this. We'll talk about a lot about drumming because you've been in various bands over here. But indeed. I didn't realize that you haven't been here that long. It seems like you've been part of the furniture for years.
No, I was living in Sweden, in fact, Stockholm before that. Companies come and go, and somebody I knew in a senior position moved to the island and invited me to come. And I resisted for a couple of months, and finally they made an offer I couldn't refuse, and I relocated, and that's that.
Well, a lot of people I know, I've got quite a few Canadian friends, and I should say A after every phrase, shouldn't I? If I'm going to...
Absolutely,
A. A, and do the Canadian thing. But the Nova Scotia side of it has a tremendous affinity with the Isle of Man. That's sort of, I don't know, is it the way they live, the way they work? But there is definitely a bit of a bind there, isn't there?
It seems to be for me as well. It feels very Celtic in the east coast of Canada, which definitely overlaps with the way the UK tends to run.
We'll come back to now in a moment, but I want to go right back to your days in Canada. Obviously, we for the benefit of us here, we say ice hockey, but you would, of course, just say hockey, and everything else would be, I guess, field hockey.
You see, may I offer a point of clarity here?
Go on.
Formally speaking, it is, in fact, ice hockey. Field hockey is not as prevalent as it is over here.
No.
And yet, very common back home is road hockey, which is very informal. It is what you and your mates do on a Sunday morning. You get your sticks, you get your tennis ball, and you go out in the front yard and you play in the road.
Okay. So there was baseball, there was American football. When did the drumming start?
Oh, goodness me. With the Muppet Show, if you believe me.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
The Electric Mayhem is one of my favorite bands of all time. You see Rolf and you see Zoot and of course, you see Animal back there. Keith Moon himself. And that was what inspired me back to about 1981. My dad has been a musician forever. And his deal with me at the time was if you study piano for a number of years, then I'll buy you a drum set.
Oh, right. I've never heard that. That's great.
There's a lot to be said about learning the theory and learning how music works. Anybody who's studied or taught music knows that most children who take a lesson aren't too serious about it. So before my dad splashed out big money, he decided I should take lessons seriously for years, which I did do.
Okay. Well, listen, before we get to your proper choice, your full choice for today, I'm going to play a little thing from Carnegie Hall, which I've been told is pretty relevant to your growing up. Here it is. Let's have a bit of Harry Belafonte, Mama Look a Boo Boo.
I wonder why nobody don't like me. Or is it a fact that I'm ugly? I wonder why nobody don't like me. Or is it a fact that I'm ugly? I leave my whole house and go. My children don't want me no more. Bad talk inside the house they bring, and when I talk they start to sing. Mama look a boo boo, they shout. Their mother tell them shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh no, My daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo-boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo-boo day.
Now that Harry Belafonte track, live from Carnegie Hall, Mama Look a Boo-Boo, I have never heard before. But for some reason, this is part of your growing up. Tell me more.
Music has been a big part of my household growing up, and I assume it's natural for all families, but my parents used to sing lullabies to my sister and me. And for no reason I understood, my mom is a big Harry Belafonte fan, and she used to sing us lullabies from among his songbook. So you dance around the house, and one of the songs is called Mama Look a Boo-Boo Day, and that became our nickname for my mother.
Oh, so lovely.
We all call her Mama Look a Boo-Boo Day.
Absolutely lovely. I'm glad we squeezed a bit of that in ahead of today's track. What's today's full track going to be, Noah?
Southbound by the Allman Brothers Band. Very special song to me. Everybody who has played music starts out in high school and plays in a garage band. In my case, it was a basement band rather than a garage band because garages in Toronto are very cold in the winter. We had our first gig, and this was the first song at my first gig ever on stage.
I got that old lonesome feeling.
iTunes on Manx Radio with my guest, Noah Agelnik, who arrived here about 13 years ago, but before that was in Canada. So we've talked a bit about Canada, but let's not talk about drumming, well, for the first part of this, because that's how I got to know you. Let's talk about what you came here to do work-wise, Noah.
I originally relocated to take over as the operations manager for Microgaming's poker network. I have a background in e-gaming. I used to play poker for a living back in Toronto while I was in university. And then, of course, poker on the internet exploded, and I took that up as a career.
You played poker professionally?
Yes, professionally by definition, but yeah. It was more in the after-hours clubs.
Wow, and that helped you get through college?
It paid for it, in fact.
This is a whole world I know nothing about. I mean, I can play a bit of gin rummy and the Happy Families and I'm done. So, I mean, the poker world is huge, isn't it?
It is absolutely huge. At the time, it was still quite dark and unknown and mysterious. And anybody who's seen the movie Rounders knows what I'm referring to. Mm. But nowadays, you know, 2020, it's bright and shiny and celebrities and television productions and so on and so forth.
How do you move from playing poker with friends to ending up in tournaments? How does that happen?
Everybody has their own path, but my particular one had to do with getting in high school, in fact, getting an after-school job. And they had these little charity casinos that would pop up in hotels around the city of Toronto back when I was in high school in the early 90s. And from there, you get involved, you meet some of the people who then build poker games up and they invite you to work. And then one day you decide to play and you make a bit of money and so on and so forth.
The whole gambling world is, I mean, I've been to Vegas once and my jaw just dropped. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It's not something I'm endorsing here and it's certainly not something I take part in. But am I right in thinking that poker is... When you talk about roulette and it's purely, it's chance, it's luck, it's whatever, there must be a range of skills in poker to take you forward.
Oh, absolutely. This is one of the separators, one of the differences in a game of poker compared to a casino game like blackjack or roulette is exactly as you described. Professional poker players anyways are skilled at more than just understanding the mathematics. They understand psychology and they can watch people's behaviors and they have almost photographic memories. It's pretty astounding if you dig into it.
I'm going to read more and watch more movies. That's what I'm going to do.
I will happily lend you a few books if you're seriously interested.
Well, I don't know about seriously, but I want to know a bit more about this. Now then, let's move forward through your work on the Isle of Man to where we are now. So you moved out of the corporate world to become a headhunter.
Yeah, very well, recently by comparison, so a year and change now. It just became time to leave the corporate world. And I happened to connect with an individual who was setting up a business, and he decided to show me the ropes. And I have a very big Rolodex of contacts in the gaming industry, in the finance industry, and so on. And it seems to be working out.
Well, listen, we're going to come back to that later in the week. But right now, I want your second choice of music. Where are we going?
We are going to go to Led Zeppelin for a fabulous song called Fool in the Rain.
Okay, and what's driving this?
This is one of those songs that elicits, as I'm looking outside now, it's bright and beautiful and shiny and the sun is out and the world is good. And this is one of those songs that reminds you of it.
Baby, what can I see tonight? And the warmth of your smile.
is time for more My Tunes on Manx Radio. My guest all this week, Noah Egelnik, who we've talked about business, we've talked about poker. I'm learning lots. The book hasn't arrived, but when it does, I'll be studying. But right now, I want to talk about beating the drums for charity, because a while ago there was an amazing gathering of drummers that you put together with some friends called The Big Beat. Go through it for me.
The medium story, I'm not going to give you the whole story, it's too long, but the medium story is that a group of us, there's six of us who got together to put a charity fundraiser together, and the initial one was called The Big Beat for Hospice. We scheduled ourselves in the promenade suite of the Villa Marina, I want to say 2014, if my memory serves, and we decided to play uninterrupted drums for the better part of 50 hours.
I mean, the staff must have loved you.
Sure. Well, we received no formal written complaints, so all I know is that it was a good net result at the end of it all.
And it was presumably, I mean, I remember coming in for a while, but it was done in shifts. Obviously, nobody played the whole lot, did they?
The intention was to break it into shifts, but again, I can't recall everybody else's time, but I know I only took 3.5 hours off of the 50.
Whoa, that is extraordinary, because it's hardly like playing the ukulele. You must have been physically drained at the end of that.
You'd think you were, but I recall it not being too terrible. I got a lift home at the end of it. I didn't trust myself to drive after being awake for 2 days. However, physically, it wasn't too bad.
Unbelievable. And there is, I hope, when we get through all this virus stuff, maybe another one coming up?
Well, there is. We did a second one a few years back for Craig's Heartstrong Foundation. And we have another one we were going to do at the end of this summer, 2020. At the moment, I'm in no position to know what things are going to look like and when people can congregate again. But we have organized ourselves, and we will be putting another one together.
Brilliant. Now, you mentioned at the beginning of the week having the piano lessons, playing a bit of guitar as well, and doing some singing. Do you
definitely some poor singing?
Well, yeah, but it's there on it's on the list of top skills that I have here in front. Top skills for the man. Let's just talk about how important it is for you as a percussionist, as a drummer, to have that other musical, those other dimensions. Does it make you a better drummer?
I believe it does. The ability to listen and the ability to understand what everybody else is doing has helped immeasurably. I say that when I was working as a session musician, it was extraordinarily important to understand what everybody else was doing and what the producer was after. In a live setting, if you're playing with your bandmates, it's very important from a dynamics perspective not to overplay if you're about to go into a guitar solo. I understand what's involved, and I understand what sound you're after. And if I compete with you, it detracts from what you're trying to do. So understanding what the other instruments do really just gives you a basis for knowing how you fit into the whole.
You see, far too clever for a drummer. Just far too clever. But I love it. Let's take today's track. What have we got?
Today, we are going to listen to one of my personal favorite songs. It's a song that makes you feel good. No matter when my bad mood hits, I can pop this song on, and it brings back beautiful family memories. It brings back lovely musical memories. It is Country Roads by John Denver.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, all my memories
gather round her. Miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place.
On Manx Radio. We've reached the end of the week, and the last selection from my guest Noah Egelnik, who is with us all this week. Thank you for coming on. It's you're over there, I'm over here, but it's working. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, Mark. This is quite enjoyable.
Well, quite is good enough.
I'm trying to be British. Is that one of the adjectives I've been taught to use?
That's okay. I was working through all my drummer jokes overnight, and I was thinking about, you know, how can you tell when the drum riser is level? You know that one?
I actually do drool out both sides of my mouth.
Yeah, you drool out both sides of your mouth. How can you tell when your drummer's cut your front door?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the knocking's out of time. Yeah.
Who do drummers hang around with?
Go on.
Musicians.
Oh, good. I do know a better joke about drummers, which I'll share with you, because it's sort of not against drummers, about being in the jungle. The most dangerous time, if you're ever exploring the darkest jungles and you hear drumming, the most scary thing is when the drumming stops. Do you know why that is?
Why, Mark?
Because that's when the bass guitar solo comes in.
Ba-dum-dum.
Which, I think that's that. You can always throw that back at a bass player.
I'll tell you, if Radio DJ doesn't work out, you and I could take a vaudeville comedy act on the road.
We can sit in the Muppet Show in the balcony. A couple of old guys. I thought it was good.
Statler and Waldorf, we are.
Bless them. You just slipped in session work. Presumably, not a lot of that here, but plenty of it when you were back in Canada.
Yeah, when one wanted to take a break from real life and real work. I had some connections in the music industry back in Toronto, and I was fortunate enough to have access to two different recording studios. So I had hung out my shingle as a drummer for hire, and I was lucky enough to play on a number of people's recordings.
And I know we were joking around yesterday, but having the extra musical tuition, the understanding, makes you more versatile. It must do.
Oh, it was absolutely beneficial to me. There's no way around that. Being able to sit down and play charts that were put in front of you first time out was efficient, and it saved time and money, and it made me look good with the studios, and everybody was happy.
Okay, quick question about fantasy world. Pick any band now or in the past. You can be their drummer. Which band is it going to be?
Oh, goodness me. I have so many answers to that question. One of my favorites of all time is little big band, Louis Prima type stuff.
And ooh, yeah.
That would be, I would love to play one good set with Louis Prima's band back in the day. Slightly more modern, I am a Zeppelin fan. I'm a very big Queen fan. So inject any of the classic rock bands, some early AC/DC. I mean, I'll sit in with anyone of that nature.
Okay, and a couple of drummers that you think really are out there for you, your favorites.
Oh my goodness. Again, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Yeah.
So going back to Steve Gadd and Roger Taylor, as we say, I'm almost drawing a blank with how many good ones. John Bonham, of course. You've got some Mike Mangini moving a little bit more recent. Goodness, I'll call into another show when I have more names on the tip of my tongue.
It would be unfair, speaking to a Canadian, not to mention Neil Peart, drummer with Rush, who we lost recently. I mean, I only saw them live once, but they were incredible.
They were. It takes so much to be able to fill a stage with just three musicians. And the stuff they did was mind-blowing. Still, to this day, there's very little out there that can compare.
And he was one heck of a drummer.
Absolutely.
Let's have a little chat before we play the final track about a project. Fat Bottom Girls. Noah, what's going on? What's going on here? What's this project all about?
I've been around the music scene on the island for 12, 13 years. And I haven't found the sorts of events that I want to see, which are parties and fancy dress events that just leave you smiling. I like to participate. I like to sing along. I like to dance along. I like to lose myself. And I just haven't seen a lot of that on the island. So last year, I took it upon myself to put a little production company together, which I have entitled Fat Bottom Girls. And the idea is to put together events for the public, for corporate clients, whomever wants them, in which you put on a costume, you lose yourself in the day, you have a bit of fun, you sing along. It's an immersive audio video experience.
And there was one before we got tied up with all this virus business, Rocky Horror Pizza Party.
Yeah, so I'm not sure who the Rocky Horror Picture Show is quite niche. I understand it's pretty Marmite. You love it, you hate it, but I certainly love it. And it's a chance to put on some fishnets. It's a chance to go out and sing some 1950s style rock and roll. And we did one. We partnered up with the Secret Pizza Company in October and Halloween. And we all braved the cold. I'll tell you, 4 degrees in fishnets isn't a great combination. However, we had two brilliant nights and everybody had a blast. And while we had the movie on one screen, we had live vocals and people were participating, and it was just a heck of a good time.
Well, here's to more where that came from.
Thank you.
Thank you for this week. Thank you for coming
Oh, what
on.
a pleasure.
Let's
What a
have the
pleasure.
final track. I think we know where we're going with this.
We are. It's the one of the best Queen songs ever written, one of the best songs ever written, Fat Bottom Girls.
Noah, thank you, and very best of luck with all that you're doing, with the drumming, with the next big bash. When we can get that going, with Fat Bottom Girls and Hunting for Heads. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Left alone.
What a track. Queen. Fabulous. Fat Bottom Girls. My guest all this week has been Noah Egelnick. Thank you so much for joining us, Noah. And thanks to you for listening. There'll be more My Tunes selections with me, Mark Tiley, right here at manxradio.com. All supported by Shure Isle of Man. And you might want to check out the new Apple SE, which is available now. Find them online. Find them on Facebook, Shure Isle of Man. And I'll be back with more My Tunes soon.